Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All right, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for Friday, October 6th, presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. Well, preseason is wrapped up. It's in the books. Toss it away. It's over and done with. But did you get out of it what you needed to get out of it? We'll get to that in a minute. Let's get to the guy who we were really pointing at with this preseason. Sean Couturier hasn't played a game, regular season game, since December 12th, 2021. Missed all of last year, came into the preseason and training camp looking to make his mark once again on the NHL. I had a chance to catch up with Sean Couturier after the Flyers 5-2 win over the Islanders. Joining us in this episode of Flyers Daily, as the preseason wraps up, it is Flyers center Sean Couturier. How you feel?
Feel pretty good. Physically, the body feels really good. Surprise, actually. Going through this tough camp with a lot of skating, a lot of high intensity practices. Haven't had any soreness or tightness, so it's good. I'm responding pretty well, and I just gotta keep building on this and get ready for next week.
All right. So in hindsight, maybe you wouldn't have asked for this high intensity right out of the gate, but in hindsight, it's probably good that that's the way it went, right?
Yeah, honestly, I think it was a good experience, especially coming off, these two back surgeries. It was a good test for it. Mentally coming in, I probably had some questions. Am I going to make it through and be sore and have to take a day off or something? But I felt pretty good overall. Obviously tired, but overall feel good. So that's good news.
Did you feel like you hit any kind of walls along the way once camp started that you had to go, okay, there's a little bit of a wall here, I got to push through this because I'm going to run into that in the season?
I think the first 3-4 days of camp were probably the hardest. Just doing that skate test, you have to recover for the next, takes almost a week to recover from it. So it was tough. But it was a mental grind and everyone's in the same boat. It's good to go through that early and kind of make it through it. But that day off felt good, that first day off, and was able to recover and get somewhat some fresh legs. But, this whole week to just practice and get ready for the season opener, it's going to be huge for the recovery and get those legs back where they should be. Really looking forward to it.
Coach, the mental side of it. We talked last year when you were ruled out for the year. You were really hoping to get back, and I know you were disappointed at the time, and the mental gymnastics you have to go through with something like this after you've played for your entire life. Now that you're through the preseason, you're looking at the regular season, you haven't had setbacks, you've pushed through. Where are you at mentally right now? Are you pleased where you are?
Yeah, I'm over it, honestly. It's more...
You have to be, right?
It's more, yeah, it's like, it's... it's more everyone just kind of talking about it
guys like me
making it a big question mark, but me personally, I'm over it and I feel good. So injuries are part of the game. It happens. Had a big one, now it's behind me, and just looking forward to the next chapter.
So we're gonna park that now, but let me ask you about the team, because you mentioned that day off, and it seemed like the day off, the recharge of that day off, changed a lot for you guys and the way you played in the preseason. Shot suppression was good. I know the opponents, you can't control that part of it, but you guys controlled well what you could control.
Yeah, I think, like you said, we control what we could control. That first game in Jersey was ugly, but, it was a grind, and I think we battled through it, even if it wasn't pretty. Like you said, the day off felt good, and after that we kind of started working on systems and stuff. That's one thing too. We go into the first 3-4 days and we just grind and not really work on a whole lot of systems, and you're fatigued, you're tired, then you go play Jersey where they seem to be on the same page with systems and stuff, and they had somewhat of a good lineup, so it was a tough one, but. I think as camp went on, we just got better and better, and now we have another week to get ready for the opener, and it's going to be a big week.
Last thing for you, everybody was here September 1st. You're a veteran leader on this team, getting guys in. Some of the new faces, Garnet Hathaway, Ryan Poehling, some guys really specifically know their roles. And where are you guys as a unit, like, kind of coming together early? With everybody here early, I imagine that helped.
Yeah, I think it was nice to have everyone here a couple weeks early to adapt. A couple new guys, you know, getting used to a new environment and, you know, fitting in. Building some chemistry, getting to know each other. So all that put together, I think it, you know, helped us in camp. And, you know, I think we, the new guys anyway, and, you know, young guys probably feel a little more comfortable, which is good. So I think it was a fun 3 weeks. Cuts your summer short, but it's still fun to, you know, start off the season that way, I guess.
Coots, it's great to have you back, man. And I can see the excitement just in your body language and stuff to be back and get on with this thing. Have a great year. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Flyers center Sean Couturier after a very successful preseason. Great to see him back. Great to see Cam Atkinson back. 5-2 win over the Islanders. Yeah, the Islanders team wasn't the one that'll be representative of what they are when they begin their regular season. A couple of the opponents the Flyers had were not that, but you can't control that. So I outlined these three things yesterday on opening shift on Flyers YouTube that you want to get out of the preseason. First and foremost, the number one most important thing to get out of a preseason is health. Get out healthy. Flyers did that. They had some guys nicked up, some guys that, you know, they kind of monitored or were cautious with. Cam Atkinson for the first preseason game against the Devils is a great example. But they got out healthy. That's number one. That's the most important thing. To get out healthy, your important players, to get them through it, get them to start to get their game in order, but get out healthy. And they did that. That's number one. Number two, to find out about player development. Now, there's a couple of different areas of this. You have where these young players, whether they're drafted this year, whether they're drafted 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, where they are representative to where they were at this time last year and where they are right now representative to where they were at the end of last season. What did they accomplish year to year? So this September, for last September to this September, and also April to this September. What is their arc of development? Is it speeding up? Is it plateauing? Is it dipping? Is it just moving up in small incremental steps? Because that's how you can attack how to take the next steps in a player's development. You got to find that out. And then also combinations of chemistry. Putting players in different positions with different teammates to see where chemistry lies. You can look at two players and go, oh my God, these two players, they're perfect to play with each other. And then they get on the ice and they're not. Sometimes you look at two players and go, oh my God, he's never going to be able to play with a guy like that. They get on the ice together and boom, it clicks. It's great. So you got to find those combinations of chemistry. That's what the preseason is about. I think they played Emile Andre last night with 18 different partners, it felt like. That's not true, but they put him on the right side. They played him with Travis Sanheim. They played him with Sean Walker. They moved him all over the place. So they know that if they have to call him up, they have some idea of the things he is capable of, things that he'll be able to handle, things he won't be able to handle. We'll see if he makes the team out of camp. We'll see how this plays out. He got in the lineup last night because Rasmus Ristolainen was dinged up. And if you look at last night and think, well, who was in the lineup last night is indicative of what the team will be out of camp. I don't read a ton into that. I know some do. Tyson Forster was in the lineup. Bobby Brink was not. Is that an indicator that Forster is going to make the team and Bobby Brink won't? We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Final rosters will be submitted coming up on Monday by 5 p.m. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. This is our last weekend off until the end of the season. So enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you Monday on a brand new Flyers Daily.